Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bailey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey moves to third. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Gosger moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Bateman moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Wine moves to second. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0-for-1 in the game. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-0 in the game. Morton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferry hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Staub reaches second base with a double. Stahl moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stahl scores. Staub moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball towards left. Jones catches it and throws to home to double up Staub. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaver. Day moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to third for the out. Bateman moves to second. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stahl hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ferry. Agee reaches second base with a double. Harrelson moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a pop-up towards first. Gosger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferry strikes out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Shamsky reaches third base with a triple. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shamsky scores. It's 4 to 1, Expos. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Boswell moves to third. It's 4 to 2, Expos. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gosger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Danny Frisella now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 2 in the game. Morton bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wine moves to second. 2 outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Agee strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Expos, 4, Mets, 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenon. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Clendenon steals second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenon scores. Boswell moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing right field. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-4 in the game. Ferry strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.